Michael Jackson is a mystery to many, a star who seldom talks but is always talked about. Recently, he consented to an exclusive interview with the Ebony Jet Showcase about his career, life, and dynamic new album. The long-awaited Bad album and world tour have fans once again mesmerized by the awesome talents of the unbelievable Michael Jackson. The first question has to be, how does Michael feel now that this amazing album is finally out?
I feel rejuvenated, kind of, because after working on it so long, it's so much work. A lot of people, they're used to just seeing the outcome of work.
How long did it take to come up with that creative process?
I don't remember. I totally don't remember. I don't even count the hours or anything. Mm-hmm. Every song is different. Sometimes it happens quickly, sometimes it happens slowly. No one can quite say what the creative process is, because I have nothing to do with it almost, because it's created in space. It's God's work, not mine.
Though Michael's creative process may have a spiritual touch, the idea for the Bad video was definitely man-made.
Are you bad? Hmm? Or is that what they teach you up at that little sissy school of yours? How to forget who your friends are?
There's a true story that was we had taken from Time or Newsweek magazine. This kid who went to school upstate in the country or whatever, who is from the ghetto, and he tried to make something of his life. And he would leave his old friends behind. And when he came back on spring break or whatever, Thanksgiving break, his friends became so envious, jealous of him, that they killed him. But in the film, I Don't Die, of course.
Each time the wind blows, I hear your voice, so I call your name.
Michael's number one hit, I Just Can't Stop Loving You, shot up the charts before the album was formally released. The song's romantic lyrics are highlighted by Michael's sexy rap intro.
I just want to lay next to you for a while. You look so beautiful tonight. Your eyes are so lovely. Your mouth is so sweet. I was in a bed when I was doing that. I was laying in the bed, cover and everything, when I did that whole rap in the dark.
And the lyrics go, it goes, people really don't understand me.
You know, I say a lot of people don't misunderstand me. That's because they don't know me. And I guess that's true. People believe a lot of crazy stories they read. And yeah. Some is true, some is not.
Does it hurt when you see those crazy stories?
Sometimes. But it's part of the work, you know.
You ever want to lash out in any type of way and say, hey, that's not true?
Yeah, a lot of times. But why bring more attention to a thing, you know?
The Bad album is Michael's most artistically ambitious work to date. He tries several different music styles, with his personal favorite being a fast-paced tune with a heavy metal rock and roll beat.
I love Dirty Diana.
That's
one of my favorites.
Why?
Because it's a life story of a groupie. I hate to say the word groupie, but that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I've experienced, and a lot of people who grow up on the road, like me. I mean, I don't remember not performing. Mm-hmm. And
do you feel as though you missed out on something by not remembering not performing?
Of course, but I've gained a lot too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people never get out of their hometown, get to see other wonderful places. A lot of kids read about things that I get to see in person all over the world, in different places. So I'm so happy about that. I mean, you never can have everything.
How does it feel when you go in to do a concert somewhere and literally there are tens of thousands of people that are rushing over to you just to get a glimpse?
That's a wonderful feeling, especially when you see them smiling and I love the fans. I think he's very sweet. I feel thankful is how I feel. I really do. I don't take any of it for granted.
Of all of the songs on the album, I think that the one I really enjoy the most is Man in the Mirror.
It's my philosophy too. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. I'm never totally satisfied. I always wish the world could be a better place. Hopefully, you know, that's what I do with my music, bring happiness to people.